The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
906. This is kind of an unusual race for governor in Wisconsin, and that's where I want to start here. By the way, I want to talk about the IRS, and yes, we're going to get to Senate President Mike Ellis in great detail. We may mention that briefly after 10 o'clock. The video that Veritas released yesterday, that's James O'Keefe's outfit, the one that brought down Acorn. They released a very damning video of Mike Ellis shooting his mouth off about what would be illegal activity. And we're going to get to that in great depth after 10 o'clock. By the way, we need to keep an eye, Jason, on Project Veritas. They were to release another video today. It was unclear, though, whether that one involved Mike Ellis as well. That is going to be interesting to see if, in fact, it's another Ellis video. But, yeah, we're going to get into that. And should Mike Ellis not run again? And if he does choose to run again, should a Republican now challenge him from his right? Mike Ellis is state Senate president. He's being challenged by State Representative Penny Bernard-Shaber, and many thought he was already in trouble, even before the video that, if you haven't heard it, we'll explain it. We'll get into all of that after 10 o'clock. I want to start here. There's a new poll out. It was out yesterday. St. Norbert College Survey Center here in Green Bay. Now, there's something about polls. One, you can't put too much stock on one poll, if it hurts you or if it helps you. Here is just a truism, though. Whichever side is hurt by the poll will try to dismiss the poll. I admonish conservative callers to this show, emailers, when they do that. Dumbest thing I think you can do. I just don't believe that poll. Now, I also say you can't just put all your eggs in one basket, and you have to look at trends. I would argue that if you take all the polls of late, they're trending very well for Governor Scott Walker. I'm going to say that I don't think they're trending as well as the St. Norbert College Survey Center. Of course, they're here in De Pere, St. Norbert College, in the Green Bay area. I don't think things are as good right now for Scott Walker, and on any number of things, as this poll would suggest. I don't recall, quite honestly, if the St. Norbert College Survey Center's poll does this, but some polls have a tendency to be in the right direction, but just too far in the right direction. In other words, they have a generally good take on it, on who's leading, but they tend to perhaps favor the leader too much. All of that said, and by the way, I think their sample tends to be slightly smaller. They have a margin of error 5.5%. That's a fairly hefty margin. Most polls are in that 3.5% range. This is a 401 adults taken March 24th through April 3rd, a telephone poll of likely voters. Among likely voters, Scott Walker leads Mary Burke 56-40%. All right, this is telling, but this is notable in a couple of ways. Scott Walker has never been what we call above water. That's when an incumbent has more than 50% of the vote. He has 56%, she only has 40. 16 points is outside the margin of error. Because if you take those 10 points, well, actually, not, it isn't even still quite, because that'd be 20%. So it's not outside the margin of error. But it does nearly get outside the margin of error. I do think that things are trending his way. I do get that sense. Also, his approval rating in here is at 59%. Again, this is a statewide poll. He's above water in his approval rating, 59% to 39%, approved to disapprove. President Obama's approval rating in the same poll, 48%, disapproval rating of 50%. Ron Johnson, 42% approve, 27% disapprove. Tammy Baldwin, 44% approve, 35% disapprove. In terms of the situation in Ukraine, 45% of Wisconsinites approve, 43% disapprove. So he's just about in a push there, President Obama. This poll does seem to favor the conservative perspective. Now, again, it's one poll, and I would like to believe that Scott Walker is actually in that position, 56% to 40%. But I don't think he is. But this dovetails into some. I just don't. I don't think he's that far ahead. But this does dovetail into something that we talked about the other day, where Mary Burke last month told Wisconsin Public Radio she is not the type of self-funding millionaire that Herb Kohl, Ron Johnson, and others were. She just doesn't have that kind of scratch. That the talk of 7 to 10 million apparently wasn't real. And this is where I'm just briefly going to talk about the Mike Ellis thing now. If she really doesn't have the money, as Kevin Benversi pointed out in a Right Wisconsin piece earlier this week, it's a huge problem because the national party would probably not be inclined to help her out all that much because it will take away from other races. Mike Ellis was already seen as vulnerable to Penny Bernard Schaber. And Schaber was probably going to get a lot of love. Well, if Ellis stays in, then the National Party and its arms has a decision to make. Do we throw money at a lost cause of Mary Burke? Or do we just accept the fact Scott Walker is going to be reelected? And we try to take the Senate away from him or minimize what a state Senate could do. My guess is, especially with a now dinged Mike Ellis, they're going to want to even put more of their eggs in that state Senate seat basket. If they have to come and help finance her campaign, then they can't put that money there, or not as much of it. You combine these things, and now you look at this poll. Again, it's just one poll. I still believe the most reliable poll in the state is the Marquette University Law School poll. That's what I believe. And it's early, and I understand that. But if she doesn't have that personal wealth to spend all sorts of money, as liberals thought she did, any poll like this is of concern. And I do think the Marquette University Law School poll, the next time it comes out, is going to show Scott Walker has widened the gap again. I do believe he's pulling away from her. And I don't think that at the national level, the party's going to want to dump all that money in. They would be, as I said, more concerned with taking a tool away from Scott Walker, and that is the state Senate. Which is why what did happen to Mike Ellis yesterday, I think, is so, so very big. I do believe they're going to concentrate the National Party more on the state Senate races. And is the Democratic Governors Association going to fight? I don't know. Which leads to the billion-dollar question. Does somebody else get in? At what point is there a panic button with Mike Tate, chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, which anointed her? The left has got to be going nuts. They just have to be. They know what a stellar disappointment she's been. And to hear that she doesn't have the money of her own to try to fix this. Again, I'm not putting all of this on that poll. Don't misunderstand that. But that any poll shows that kind of gap is eye-opening. I mean, any poll. And I just don't really remember the St. Norbert College Survey Center's track record these days. But at what point, as much as they hate and revile Scott Walker, at what point do they say, you know what, we need a plan B here? This is really not going to work out. Jason says it has to happen sooner rather than later. Much, much sooner. And here's another question. Would she just bail? Because she's going to have to spend some of her own money, and does she want to pee that away? Again, I'm keeping my feet on the ground here. But any poll that shows her that far behind, 14 points, is pretty big right now. And again, that is a bigger margin of error than you see in a lot of other polls. I still don't think it's impossible. If she's telling the truth and she doesn't have a lot of money of her own, I still think it's possible somebody else gets in. I just don't know who it would be. We'll get to the IRS at the crossroads, more on Mike Ellis, and something left over from yesterday. A lot of stuff to get to. 9:17.
The Jerry Bader Show.